Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question that was posed to Rav Moshe Feinstein as recorded in the Igros Moshe. So Rav Moshe was asked as follows. It's a question, obviously, of Nefilas Apayim, our topic, and they were trying to be mechanech, the children, in the best possible way. But the children, when they would daven in the mornings, it was before Bar Mitzvah, they would not be davening in a shul. They were davening in their classroom. And in the classroom, they had no Sefer Torah. So on the one hand, Minag Ashkenaz for Ashkenazim is we only do Nefilas Apayim where there's a Sefer Torah. On the other hand, they wanted to educate the children what is Nefilas Apayim when we say Tachanun. So what do we do in this situation? So Rav Moshe responds as follows, a very interesting introduction. He says, "De'bechol davar ein lechanech be'ofen shu shelo kedin." We should not be doing chinuch in a way that is not halachically appropriate. We have to be being mechanech the children to do things in the proper way, because if we are mechanech them to do things in the improper way, that's going to cause a michshol, that's going to cause a problem in the future when they grow up, because they have learned to do something incorrectly. And he says that there is indeed a machlokis about these issues, but the majority of the achronim are following the Magen Avraham. Indeed, they agree with the Magen Avraham as follows, shemitzvah chinuch. When we have a mitzvah of chinuch, hidavka kishaosa hakatan, that specifically when the katan below the age of bar mitzvah, when the child is younger, when he does the mitzvah, and he should do the mitzvah, the ofen shim haya gadol, in a way, in the fashion that if he were older, if he were a bar mitzvah boy, haya yotze yedechova, that he would fulfill the obligations. You have to do it when a child, in the same way that you would fulfill the obligation had you been above the age of bar mitzvah. And accordingly, could very well be that in our situation, we should not be mechanech lem to do nefilas apayim where there is no Sefer Torah, because that's not what would be done when they would be after the age of bar mitzvah. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe, in the end of the day, is lenient. And he says, indeed, they can do nefilas apayim, even though there's no Sefer Torah. And he brings 3 points on this. Number one, he says the whole concept of needing a Sefer Torah is indeed a machlokis. That is indeed the opinion of the Rokeach. The Rokeach says that in order to do nefilas apayim, you need a Sefer Torah. And that's what the Ramah brings down as well. That's the minhag of Ashkenaz. However, there are dissenting views. The Beis Yosef explicitly disagreed with the Rokeach, and in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Yosef Kairo did not bring this halacha that you need a Sefer Torah in order to do Nefilas Apayim. So that's point number one. So we don't have to be overly concerned that we're doing something terrible, because it's a machlokas whether you need a Sefer Torah to start with or not when doing Nefilas Apayim. And number two, he says as follows, there are opinions that are lenient, that it's sufficient that you have Sifrei Kodesh, that you have Svarim, even if you don't have a Sefer Torah. But Svarim should be sufficient, and accordingly, they're learning in a classroom, they're davening in a classroom, these students, there must be Svarim there as well. So a second reason why they may not be doing anything wrong, they may be learning something appropriate. Number three, he says as follows, the lo shayach lachshos l'shema gam kishi yigdulu. We shouldn't be concerned that when they grow up, they will do nefilas apayim without a Sefer Torah, because in any case, they're not going to do it without Sfarim in the room. So we're not concerned they're going to learn to do something wrong and do it wrong when they grow up, because the worst comes to worst. When they grow up, they're simply going to do nefilas apayim with Sfarim in the room. And in addition, he has another point as follows, that it's not so clear that there's a din of chinuch for young children anyway when it comes to nefilas apayim. So in the end of the day, Rav Moshe is of the view that indeed we can be lenient and these children can do nefilas apayim in their classroom even though there is no Sefer Torah there. Have a wonderful day.